Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how narcissists are driven by shame, okay? And here's the thing with a narcissist that a lot of people don't realize. A narcissist portrays the exact opposite of who they truly are in the beginning. So when you meet a narcissist, they give off the appearance of being self-confident, strong. You know, they come off as your hero. See, narcissists study you. They study you to see what your fantasies are, what your goals are, what your vulnerabilities are. And this way they can manipulate you. And one of the ways that a narcissist loves to manipulate, okay, is that they portray that they are coming in to basically be your hero and save your life. Let's say you're a single parent and you're going through a lot. They'll be like, oh, I'll help you with the kids. We'll do it together. You know, we're in it together. I'm with you. You know, I love you unconditionally. This is how they come in to try to fool you. Now, understand this, okay? Deep down, a narcissist is miserable, okay? Especially covert narcissists are miserable underneath. But they always try to portray, you know, they're always the victim card. They always play the pity card. And why do they do the pity card? Because they want attention. They constantly want attention. So, you know, they'll always talk about things that aren't going right in their life, or, oh, they have so much work, or, oh, they don't know how they're going to pay their bills. You know, they always feel like they got cheated in life. One thing about a covert narcissist is they always feel like they got cheated in life, okay? So deep down, they feel, well, I've got to get mine. So here you have all of these narcissists that are driven by shame. What they're driven by is to cover up that shame. This is why the narcissist needs to be admired. They need attention. They need to feel like there is somebody because of that inner shame that they have within themselves. And why do the narcissists have that inner shame? Because they were either undervalidated or overvalidated as a child. So they don't feel complete as a person. There is something inside them subconsciously that makes them feel like they're lacking. They're constantly lacking. So they try to fulfill that black hole inside them that's filled with shame by doing a lot of different things, by trying to deceive you, by trying to get over on you, by trying to prove they're better than you. When you deal with a narcissist, understand they are in competition with you. They don't look at you as an equal and fair partner. They always have to, you know, they're the authority on everything, and, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. They have this constant need to control everything. And the reason that they have to control everything, again, like I mentioned in my other podcast, is because of their underlying anxiety. Narcissists are filled with anxiety. Nobody talks about this, but when you go to the root of something, you'll see that they're very anxious people. Why? Because they're fearful people of what they've been through, okay? They're born with a certain kind of temperament, and their environment molded them into the person that they are. Okay. And they have a lot of anxiety. They try to cover up that anxiety by, you know, controlling everything. And by controlling everything, they feel better about themselves because of that anxiety and that shame that's within them. Okay. So they use a lot of the same tactics. They try to gaslight you, to confuse you, because maybe they're manipulating you for some sort of supply. Maybe they're manipulating you for sex. Maybe they're cheating on you and they're gaslighting you to fool you. See, narcissists like to fool you because it gives them a rush to know that they're deceiving you. It makes them feel superior to know something that you don't. It's not necessarily even the act of cheating. It's the thrill of cheating. And I've had narcissists that were cheaters actually tell me that they loved the thrill of cheating. They wouldn't even want to be in an open relationship, okay? Because they like to get over. They like to know that they're doing something that you're not, and they're getting over on you, and you don't even see what's going on because they're superior. They're smarter than you. They're clever. They're street smart. See, but like I did a reel on this, and it's so true. Narcissists are, a lot of them can be very street smart, which means that they're conniving, they're devious, they're manipulators, they're liars. You know, they know how to, you know, be con artists, but they lose in the long game. A narcissist loses in the long game. And why is that? Because they don't understand the rules of life, okay? You reap what you sow, and eventually all lies get exposed. It may not be today or tomorrow. It could be 25, 35 years from now. And I've actually seen it in marriages where the narcissist was living a lie, their partner didn't know, and then over 30 years later, they found out about the lies that that narcissist was doing, okay? They were having affairs and everything like that, and this person didn't really know who she was married to, okay? So the point is, they love the deception. And another point that I want to bring out that is also another big misconception is I hear it and I see influencers say it all the time, how the narcissist is in their own delusional world, okay? Listen to me when I tell you, narcissists are deceivers, okay? That's very different than being delusional, because if they were delusional, they wouldn't really know what they're doing and they wouldn't know what right or wrong is or what truth is. But they know, narcissists know what the truth is. They know when they're lying. They know when they're deceiving. That's why they have to hide things, you guys. If they didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't have to hide it. And also, they know how to manipulate depending on who they're dealing with. So that shows you that they're cognitive in knowing what they're doing. So they're not delusional, but what they are deceptive, okay? They're deceptive. And people think they're delusional because the narcissist is such a great actor or actress that they think, oh, just because they're relentless in lying to them 100 times, the other party thinks, oh, well, they must be delusional. They must believe their lies. No, don't be a sucker. They are playing you. They are playing you. Anybody that sits there and says a narcissist is delusional doesn't really know a narcissist. Period, dot, end of story. I don't care if you have a PhD behind your name. You don't have enough experience in dealing with narcissists then, okay? Only an experienced person would know this because they see what the narcissist does. And they've had enough experience in seeing that the narcissist is actually laughing behind your back. Okay? A lot of times when narcissists, they deceive you, they gaslight you, they confuse you, they cause reactive abuse. Guess what they're doing? They're actually chuckling under their breath at you because you're sitting there trying to use logic on them. Never use logic on a narcissist because they're not using logic with you. So what does a narcissist do? They play the dumb act all the time. Okay? That's the covert narcissist. They play stupid. So what are you going to think? You're going to think that they're delusional. They're not delusional, you guys. All right? Oh my gosh. All right? And you'll see it later on in years to come if you dealt with that narcissist that, you know, eventually certain truths come out and sometimes they even admit, not all the time, but sometimes they even admit, and I'm talking like years down the line, they may admit things that they've done because they're aware of it. They're aware of it. Okay? So they're not delusional. They're just con artists. They're street smart. They're playing you. They're gaslighting. Their whole game, the narcissist's whole game, you guys, is to confuse you because you're not used to dealing with somebody like that. And again, you would only see through their bullshit if you had the experience in actually dealing with enough of them. Okay? So then you'd be able to spot it time and time again. You'd say, oh, you know, this person, you know, they're playing game on me. You know, they're not transparent. They're trying to give me this word salad. They're not answering the question directly. And this is a sure sign that I'll give you a tip. You'll know when you're dealing with a liar when they can't answer a question directly and they have to bring in a big word salad, you know, to try to defend themselves and confuse you. They'll bring other, you know, details into it. Where were you last night? Well, you know, I went to the park and and then I saw my friend Tommy and he had his dog. They're going off on a tangent. You're getting a word salad. They're not answering you, okay? When they're not answering you directly, you are being gaslit, okay? The narcissist is playing you and trying to confuse you. And the more that you feed into that and keep, you know, questioning them back and forth, the more they know you're stupid and you're a sucker, okay? So you've got to be focused when you're dealing with these narcissists and know when they're playing games on you. You'll know because they won't be transparent. You'll know because you'll be confused. If you're feeling any kind of confusion, you're dealing with a shady person, probably a shady narcissist that is giving you a lot of BS, all right? But getting back to the point of shame, this is why narcissists don't want to apologize. They can't deal with shame. The only time a narcissist will apologize, and I've seen it, is if they want something really big out of you. Then they know how to apologize and make you think that, oh, they're taking accountability, they're apologizing. No, when a narcissist apologizes to you, you can rest assured they want something big out of you. So now they're working on you, they're manipulating you, they're pretending to be vulnerable with you. But always look at the intent. The intent of that narcissist is to get something out of you, something big. Maybe money, maybe a place to live, maybe have you invest in a business, all right? So yeah, sure, they'll apologize, they'll humble themselves because they want the big pot at the end of the rainbow, okay? The other thing too, another topic with regard to shame, is closure. Narcissists never ever give closure, okay? They leave their doors open in case they want to come back. So they'll never, ever give closure. And another reason why narcissists never give closure is because, again, they want to make you doubt yourself that you did something wrong in the relationship. They want to throw that shame on you. That even when the relationship, they know the relationship's over, they know you're not coming back, they still won't give you that closure. And why is that? For two reasons. One, they may try you in a couple of years, or two, because, and this is the big one, because they want to lay that shame on you and make you think that you got it wrong. They want you to question your own judgment. This is how a narcissist breaks you down, breaks your self-worth. They make you question your own thinking. Okay? That's why your brain has got to be razor sharp when you're dealing with that narcissist, so that they know, you know what? I know the game. Your games don't work on me. And this is what it is. You've got to know your facts. And you can't question the truth. You can't question what you see and what you hear. Okay? You've got to look at somebody's pattern of behavior over a period of time and their track record, and you will know exactly who the fuck that person is. I don't care. You show me where somebody's been. You show me their track record. You show me their, you know, pattern of behavior, and I could tell you who that person is, okay? That is a blueprint of who they are. But see, what a lot of people do is they don't check somebody out. They get into a relationship. They believe everything they hear, and later on, they're shocked. They thought this person really cared about them. Well, you didn't do enough deep diving. You didn't do enough deep diving into that person. You didn't check them out, okay? You're looking to make a life commitment or be in a long-term relationship with somebody. You're giving this person your time, a piece of your life that you can't get back, and you haven't checked them out, okay? So if you're floating around, guess what's going to happen? You're going to wake up one day, and you're going to have years of your life wasted because you put it into somebody that you shouldn't when you should have been giving it to the right people, okay? And you cut yourself off from the right people because you're wasting your time with this zero narcissist that's giving you a lot of BS. So it's like this, you guys. Narcissists will constantly portray that they are confident. You know, they know better than you. You know, they'll be really nice and accommodating in the beginning, but as the relationship goes on, and they're comfortable with you, and once they know they got you, then you're going to really see the wickedness come out in them. And that's when they're going to have to devalue you in order to lift themselves up. They devalue you to lift themselves up and make themselves feel important, okay? And also, at that point, they've gotten tired of you. They're bored with you. Narcissists get bored. And also, most of them, not all, but most of them have something going on the side. So they're grooming another supply on the side, or a couple of them on the side. And by that point, you've become the old shoe And now their focus is on somebody else. And this is why they run hot and cold. When they're running cold with you, they're busy with somebody else that you don't know about, okay? And when they're running warm with you, they're trying to draw you back in because they feel that you're pulling away. It's a push-pull game that they play, okay? The other thing too, you guys, with covert narcissists, they love to control you by withholding affection. And I've talked about that in my prior podcast where I went in depth about the covert narcissists. Now, covert narcissists have extreme amount of shame. But the thing with them is they don't let you know what they're thinking. They're sneaky, okay? They're very sneaky. They pretend to be your best friend. They pretend to be in your corner. But you will know by the consistency of that covert narcissist. This is the number one key. Listen to me now. You guys listening? This is the number one way you're going to know you're dealing with a covert narcissist. They're not consistent with it, okay? So they pretend to be there for you. They pretend to be in your corner. But when the chips are down, that covert narcissist disappears. They disappear and then they come back because they don't want to be in your corner. Because deep down, they want to see you fall and they want to see you fail, okay? Why? Because they're jealous. Because they have all this shame inside them. And what does shame do, you guys? When somebody's filled with shame, they're feeling really low about themselves. They're feeling like they're, you know, they're less par than anybody else. What is that going to do? That's going to make them jealous. Again, the root of a lot of narcissism is that jealousy. They have that jealousy and they envy other people and what other people have. They envy the attention that other people get. So they are driven by that inner shame within them to try to cover that up. That's why they're worried about their image so much. That's why they post pictures on their social media pretending to look like they got the best life in the world. The more somebody tries to prove to you that they are great, the more that somebody tries to prove to you that their life is great, the more you know it isn't. Okay, the more you know that they have something that they're trying to cover up, but they want to portray to everybody else that life is great and they're wonderful. And you see this in families. You see this like when you have narcissistic parents that post for their friends about their children. They'll post pictures of their children or their grandchildren and try to portray that they have this big, happy family. You know, they are, you know, they are living up to the Joneses and everything like that. They want everybody to envy them. But deep down, they're not talking to this one. They're not talking to that one. They haven't seen their grandchildren. But they portray that because of that deep-rooted shame in trying to cover that up and to try to show to everybody else everything is great. Okay? Very, very insecure. Because of this shame, you're dealing with a very, very insecure person. And a lot of insecure people want to always, you know, prove something. If they're a narcissist, they want to prove that, you know, they're somebody because of that insecurity. They want to associate themselves with people of stature, people with money. You know, they equate people with money as being prominent. It's to cover up that shame underneath. They don't want to feel like they're less than anybody else. So it's the competition. And this is what you see in society today. The competition for the best house on the block. The competition for the Bentley in the driveway or the Mercedes, you know, that label, their fixation on, you know, always wearing labels or having, you know, trying to be flashy with money, with clothes, with jewelry. They're worried about their image, okay? And I'm not talking about people that enjoy the better things of life. So all you trolls that come back at me and say, well, I like designer clothes and everything. I'm not saying everybody that wears designer clothes is a narcissist. But what I'm trying to say is a narcissist does this because they're trying to portray an image of something that they're not. okay, because of that shame. Like, I had a woman get on the post and she said, yeah, I knew somebody, he was driving a Mercedes Benz, and meanwhile he had nowhere to live, but he wanted to portray that he was a somebody. And why is that? Because of that shame deep down within him. And also because he was out looking for supply and he was trying to attract supply by having a fancy car. Okay. So they portray this image in order to get supply as well. Okay. They don't just do it with their great personality so everybody thinks they're great. And this is another reason why narcissists won't change, because of that shame. All right. That shame is deep rooted into that person. That's the core of their personality, is that shame. So they're not going to change if they can't self-reflect. And, you know, a true narcissist doesn't self-reflect, because in order to self-reflect means that they got to face shame. So they don't do it. Instead, they flip it. They blame it on somebody else. And they use their little tactics, you know, to cover up the shame. That, you know, they're driven by that shame that's deep down in them. They're driven to cover up that shame, okay? And, you know, this is why a lot of times what they do is, with the manipulation, is they try to control you, because the biggest nightmare to a narcissist is a self-confident person. They absolutely, positively hate it, all right? And I was dealing with a cerebral narcissist in my family who was trying to put me down one time, going on and on about, you know, oh, you think you're this or you think you're that. And I said, you know, no, I don't think I'm this, that, but I know what I'm talking about, I said to him. I said, because I've done my due diligence. I've done my research. So yeah, I know what I'm talking about. What he was trying to do was he was trying to put me down and break my confidence. And I wasn't going to have that, because I had that, you know, a lot during my life, where I was told, you know, you don't know what you're doing. Your judgment isn't right. This and that, you know, critical this, critical that, critical that. And what does that do? That makes you question yourself. That makes you doubt your judgment. What that does is it makes you have a problem making decisions, because it causes anxiety. And then that's how you know that you've endured narcissistic abuse. You start to question your own judgment. You start to question, you know, if you're making the right decisions, because you've dealt with narcissists that always told you you were making the wrong decision, because they were critical and judgmental, okay? So you have to come into your own and have your own power and know who you are. And the way you do that is through education. Education, knowledge is your power. That is your strength. And that is the death of the narcissist. Because once you find that inner strength within yourself, you know what you're talking about. You've got a handle on your life. You're taking care of your business. You're looking at something. You're studying something. And you're analyzing it. And you know what it is. Guess what? When that narcissist comes up to you, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a lawyer. I don't care if it's a doctor. I don't care if it's a teacher. I don't care if it's a family member. When you know what the fuck you're talking about, there's no way that they can ever put you down and make you feel less than, okay? And they hate it, because you have your power at that point. But you guys, you've got to do your research. You've got to know your facts. You've got to learn how to study people. And this is what, you know, some idiot troll put on the post. Oh, you know, why do so many people, you know, that don't have degrees, I'm sick of these people without degrees, you know, talking about narcissists and this. And I'm like, I said, okay, we got an idiot here. We got an idiot here. All right. What they don't realize is that a lot of narcissism, yeah, it's good to go to school and get a degree on it, but you know what? It's not the same as fucking living it. It's not the same as seeing it every day than just reading a textbook and taking a test on it. That's the difference. There's no education like real life experience. And I would like a nickel for every MD, PhD doctor that I dealt with my son with autism,
that didn't know what the fuck they were talking about or knew how to give meds that ended my son in the hospital over 6 times last year. So there's you people with the degree that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So people with a degree don't necessarily know what they're doing, okay? You know how many doctors are in the hospital that actually kill people because they don't know what they're doing? Oh my God, you guys, you know how many lawsuits are going on? That's why the medical community covers up for each other. They're a close-knit community that cover up for themselves, okay? It's like a cult over there. Believe me when I tell you, because I know people that tried to sue them, and it's hard because they cover everything, all right? So it's not necessarily about a degree. It's about if people really understand, have lived it, have seen it, have known what it is in all facets of their life, whether it's in family, whether it's in relationships, whether it's friends, whether it's a boss, and then you will really know narcissism, okay? Then you will really know narcissism. So that guy can go to his doctor who, you know, will prescribe him the wrong medicine and, you know, land him in the hospital and in the ER, okay? I'm not saying that all doctors are like that, you guys. Don't misunderstand. There's a lot of good medical professionals out there, but trust and believe, you know, the mental health community, there's a crisis of mental health in this country. And actually, one of the ER psychiatrists even told me that herself, that was dealing with my son in the hospital. She herself told me there's a crisis of mental health professionals today, okay? Why is that? Because a lot of them are not good or there's not enough of them, okay? So I went off on a tangent, but I had to throw that in because of the ignorance of some people, the ignorance. So, you know, you got to just let those people be in their darkness. But back to the shame of things. The shame, you got to understand something. That shame will always be there. I've seen it with, you know, older, you know, people in my family that still have that shame from their own childhood that they've dealt with, still trying to cover up that shame, okay, and worried about their image. So, you know, it's not you. It's not you. It's the fact that you're dealing with an extremely insecure, jealous person that feels less than, and they constantly, they do what they do because they want to feel like they're important. They're trying to fill that emptiness inside them because, again, remember the root of this. They're never happy, never satisfied. They're anxious people that need to control things to cover up their anxiety. They are very, very much damaged people. Damaged people. And nobody can help them, all right? The only people that can help themselves is them. They're the only ones that can help themselves. And, you know, they need an enlightening or something. But in general, a person's character is a person's character. And this is who they've been molded into over all those years of development. And you are not going to change them. Okay? And you don't want to be with somebody that has to put you down in order to lift themselves up, who has to control you in order to lift themselves up. All right? Because that's the life that you will have when you're with a narcissist. In order for them to, you know, coexist with a narcissist, you have to be put down in order to coexist with a narcissist because they will never lift you up. And, you know, the irony in all of this is that when you first met the narcissist, they lifted you up. But they did that on purpose to fool you, to make you think that they were in your corner, okay? That covert narcissist was trying to fool you and make you think that they were in your corner, okay? So don't be fooled by the niceness that you got in the beginning. It was because you were something new. You were the shiny new toy, and they thought that you were going to fulfill all their dreams. And they, you know, when they started to see the flaws and imperfections and they realized, you know what, you're a human being like everybody else. Again, they're never happy, never satisfied, and they've got to put you down, criticize you, and look for something better because they are never satisfied with whoever or whomever they are with, you guys, because of that shame, all right? That a narcissist could have everything in the world. They could have a huge house, beautiful cars in the driveway. They could have a good-looking family, everything you can imagine. And I've seen it. I've grown up in neighborhoods like this, you guys, all right? My neighborhood was the biggest narcissistic neighborhood growing up. It was filled with a bunch of Wall Streeters, very, you know, prominent people in this neighborhood. And I can't tell you the coldness and unhappiness that was in that neighborhood with these people. They were never happy, never satisfied. You would see them at a school function and they all had, you know, miserable faces on. Nothing was ever enough for them. They were never happy. They're always in competition to fill up that emptiness within them and always beat the other guy. They're always in competition with their neighbors and trying to beat them out. Okay. So I hope that helps you guys. I went on a tangent this morning. Sorry for, you know, the spiel, whatever, but have a great day and stay away from these narcissists. You deserve better than that. You need somebody that has your back. We're with people that care, not people that care some of the time. We want people that care all of the time. So look for transparent, genuine people that don't switch up on you. When they switch up on you, again, in other words, they disappear, ghost you, or they run cold. That is your red flag. You're not dealing with a real one, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please share the podcast and have a great day. And don't forget, subscribe. Bye, guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.